Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have an iPhone.
That's us, by the way. That's our heads.
Yeah, this is... We're peering into the heads, the inner thoughts of Jessica and Tammy and Tanya. Mm-hmm. After years of them yelling at me at times to get a better phone.
Well, your phone was at its wit's end. You had to restart it constantly. It caused all kinds of problems.
And everybody else on the show is an iPhone user, which makes it very easy to share information and important things we need to do for our job.
Yes.
I get that. I was being stubborn because I have everything. I mean, imagine just you've used to something, you're using something for over 10 years, and all of a sudden you're saying, I take it. And I don't.
Take a
breath. I know. I'm so stressed out by this stupid thing. Welcome to John Tammy in the Morning, by the way, on KSLM. Tanya, are you happy? I expected, I don't know. Tell me what's going on in your head
right now. I'm so excited for you. This is a huge opportunity for you to, like, just be better in life, John. It's going to be great. I'm so I put an alarm on my phone yesterday.
This is no garbage. You're being very serious about
it. I am so serious. You just got to be open to it. Stop being scared. Invite in the iPhone. It's going to just be great for you.
So this has been a huge process. I went in last Wednesday. I made a decision before I went to Memphis. I need to have a new phone so I can record things and do all the things I can't do with my old Droid right now. And I talked about it a little bit earlier, but I don't know when cell phone carrier stores became the new DMV.
Yeah. Oh.
I was there for over 2.5 hours. I left. I had two plans, okay? To get off my family plan, which I had not been able to do since my divorce, and get a new iPhone. I left after 2 hours and 45 minutes with no phone and still on my original plan.
Yeah, right.
What was I doing for 2 hours and 45 minutes? I've got no idea. I really don't.
Yeah.
I know I ordered a phone, which was going to be delivered at my house on Saturday. While I was in Memphis, I authorized my girlfriend, Kaylani, to sign for it. Everything's fine. I get a call Saturday at the Hard Rock in Memphis. As you know, Tammy.
Yes.
And
it was on my phone
because
your phone went again and had to be plugged in and charged.
Thank you. I had to step away from the restaurant and our fabulous dinner. And I was told that I could not get that phone because of a technical malfunction on their end. I mean, whatever. I'm not there. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll deal with it when I get home.
Yes.
So the dealing with it part came yesterday when the fabulous Tierra delivered my phone to my home in torrential storms.
Wow. I've never had them come to my home. I thought that was kind of amazing in its own right.
Not only that, but she was prepared to completely set my phone up, to put a screen protector on it, to if I wanted to buy a wireless charger, which, yes, I did, she had all the accessories as well. It was like a little mobile store right there in my home.
Yeah.
Still can't use my phone. Still can't use my phone because it's still loading contacts from my old phone.
It's almost done now.
It's almost as if God's showing me signs. I should not have this phone. And by the way, you want to know why the biggest reason I couldn't get on my phone and why it was such a... Tammy, I need you in this break, please.
5 minutes.
5 minutes left. What she's talking about is my contact syncing into my new phone.
And the photos everything else.
So just bear with me. I hope this isn't boring to you. But I don't understand what is going on in the world of cell phone carriers. Why does it take so... I'm still on my old plan, which is weird.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get some closure in my life.
Yeah.
Why will my cell phone carrier not let me get some closure in my life?
I
shouldn't be on the family plan with my ex-wife anymore.
Right?
I shouldn't be. And I can't get off it. And I can't. They told me I can't. And I thought about it, and I remember a story my friend Deb Sunday told me. When my best friend, her husband Jeff, died.
Yeah.
And she tried to get him off the plan because he's dead.
Right.
They made her, and I'm not joking, they made her bring his death certificate in so they can, I guess, have proof that Jeff was no longer with us. That's what this has become.
Right.
Now, I'm not comparing my process to that, but can somebody please tell me that works in the business why this has become as much of a hassle as it is? I'm still on my ex-wife's plan right now. I don't know how I'm going to solve it.
Yeah,
I think we both are going to have to go in together, which is going to be... I'm going to live in the same
state. She's in another state.
That's my point. I might have to go over Thanksgiving break.
No. And
I'm telling you, this is what they told me at AT&T yesterday. I'm sorry, at the yesterday.
Do you not remember when I went to go get my on a plan with my husband? I had they had to call my stepfather and get permission for my number to get off of their plan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It was like I had to have permission.
Can you imagine our poor friend Deb dealing with the death of her husband, having to bring a death certificate into a stupid cell phone store so she can prove he's dead?
That doesn't surprise me, though.
What?
Well, they needed proof. I mean, if you were supposed to do it, like, with anything.
Listen, first world problems, wah, 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 John, quit being a baby.
Yeah.
I got a phone. It'll eventually work. It'll eventually work, I guess. And talk to me in a month. Yeah. I don't want to talk about this anymore for a month. Yeah. Okay, please?
All right.
I think I'm sharing the sentiment of every listener right now. I saw you a big baby.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.